Many of you may not be aware, but Pat and I are actually volunteers with Teen Challenge, and so today that will be my role. I'm called an outreach leader, and so that's why then what I'm doing here today. And we're just excited to be here as Teen Challenge, to be able to come and share what God is doing in Teen Challenge, through Teen Challenge, and then the impact it's making in other people's lives. And so it'll be a great opportunity, and we're excited this morning to be with you. Today we have a few ladies from the center that are currently in the program, and we're glad that you came and didn't run away yet because you're scared and you're nervous, but we are glad you are here. We also have the privilege today to be joined by a few of the ladies that have graduated the program already, and so we're glad that you're here as well. We're excited to see you, to reconnect with you, and see just how well that you are doing. I'm so excited that you are here. But today, we are celebrating how God is changing lives. 365 days a year, 24/7. He is doing an incredible job. And I'm sure that if I ask for a show of hands to see if who's been affected by, impacted or affected by addiction, a good percentage of you would raise your hands, either a coworker, a loved one, a family member, or a friend that you know has struggled or wrestled with addiction in the past, or maybe right now. There are so many all around us that are hurting, that are broken, that are struggling, and feeling very hopeless. And we are all called to make a difference by being the hands and feet of Jesus. And we all know that the enemy is doing his utmost best to steal, kill, and destroy. And as you talk with, have conversations with, you'll recognize very quickly the power of the enemy is in the lies that he's telling people. And I'm sure that you have experienced that as well. And he is trying to steal, kill, and destroy any hope or any joy that we might have using any technique, anything possible to keep us in that place. But the good news is that Jesus has to come to give us life, to give us a full life, to give us life abundantly. And that doesn't mean that the journey for those who are in addiction isn't hard or doesn't change a lot. But it does mean that Jesus walks with us, with them, in that journey. And he gives them full life. He gives them joy in all of that. But it's incredibly powerful to see these people walk in lasting freedom from addiction and true freedom in Christ. It doesn't take very long for us to look around. And if you've heard any of the stories in the news lately of the overdose crisis in Saskatoon, you know that there are a lot of people who are struggling, a lot of people who are wrestling. And today I do want to talk about addiction, but how Teen Challenge works in helping those who are struggling with addiction, and how each one of you can partner with us, with Teen Challenge, in this journey. Most importantly, you're going to hear some incredible stories of changed lives. We trust that that will be an encouragement to all of us. So what happens in someone's life that leads them down the path of addiction? It doesn't just happen overnight. Somebody doesn't just choose, you know what, I want to be an addict. Nobody does that. But what leads them to that point? Because often we see it, if you've never been struggled with that, we often see, well, how do you get there? Well, addiction does not discriminate. Addiction affects men and women of all ages in all walks of life throughout our entire country. The reality is that sometimes childhood trauma, and often the effects of undealt with pain follows individuals into their adult lives. And then you add the stresses and the anxiety that are all around us, the depression and fear. You add all of those pieces into the mix, and it becomes the foundation for unhealthy coping mechanisms. Simply looking for some kind of an out, something to numb that pain, escape those feelings. And so many turn to drugs and or alcohol. But there is hope. There is hope. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you," ladies, specifically, that you, all of us actually, sorry, but I want you to hear this, "so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, not on our own strength, not on our own power, but by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit." We serve a God who doesn't just offer hope. He overflows our lives with it. However, the state of addiction is staggering, and it just continues to grow. There are about 6 million Canadians, approximately 21% of people in Canada, who will meet the criteria for addiction in their lifetime. Isn't that staggering? 21% of all Canadians. In 2020, the cost associated with addictions in Canada was $49.1 billion. 47,000 Canadian deaths per year are linked to substance abuse. 15,000 of those deaths are attributed to alcohol. 14% of Saskatchewan residents have an addiction to drugs or alcohol. That is the highest per capita addiction in the country. That's staggering. The Teen Challenge, we're so grateful that we have that 9 centers throughout Canada in 3 different regions to offer hope and help to people. Here in Saskatchewan, we have the Saskatchewan Men's Center in Allen, Saskatchewan, that was opened in the early 2000s. And very close to us, just down the road, we have the Prairie Hope Women's Center, which opened its doors in about, specifically March 19th, 2019. Our mission is to demonstrate God's love by helping individuals become free from substance addiction and equipping them to live full and meaningful lives. Teen Challenge Canada is committed to helping adult men and women who are struggling with substance addiction. It is our desire to help individuals find freedom in Christ, lasting sobriety, and to reach their full potential in our society. We provide 12-month in-residence faith-based recovery programs that offer individualized and critical recovery care. Clients pay a one-time fee of $1,100, and no one is turned away due to financial hardship. Our program addresses addictions at its root, focusing on physical and emotional and spiritual healing. We provide a supportive environment where individuals can rebuild their lives, restore relationships, and discover purpose through faith in Jesus Christ. And as followers of Jesus, we believe that faith transforms people. And this happens through our program as clients develop a personal relationship and a new identity with Jesus Christ. Our program is intensive, and it's hard, but it works. It's incredibly hard. When you sit and you talk with the clients that have gone through this journey, the depth of the intensity that it involves, it is incredibly hard. And so when I see people who are walking through Teen Challenge and on that journey, I am so amazed by the strength that they have to walk through that journey, because it isn't easy. It is such a hard road. And I can't even comprehend or fathom. So I admire you who are in the program currently, and for those who have graduated. Our program begins with a series of daily choices, and it consists of 12 months away from family and loved ones. So if you can imagine, being somewhere totally different, with totally different people that you don't know, and you've taken out of your community the things that are familiar, the things that you find comfort in, and you're spending 12 months there. There's also the mental and physical withdrawal symptoms that continue through those months. Just because you stop using doesn't mean those pains, those symptoms go away. There's withdrawals. There is intense counseling work. There's classroom work, and there's Bible study. Many of these people are feeling their emotions, the big pain, after numbing them for a long time. So how do you begin to process all of those feelings, all of those hurts? And it can be overwhelming. So yeah, it is incredibly hard. And then living communally with others is always challenging. Can you imagine? I mean, it's hard enough sometimes in our own homes when we're living together with each other, right? But picture that. You're taken out of your home, and now you're living with, if you're a lady, you're living with several other ladies in a community. You're all struggling and wrestling with different things. Or if you're at the men's center, and you're living with all men, and you have roommates and all of those pieces. Think about how challenging that can be as you're walking through this incredibly hard journey together. Yes, there is beauty and relationship in those pieces, but there's also hardship. I can only imagine. And then, of course, working on relationships. Often many relationships are broken, and so they begin the journey of restoring those relationships with family and friends that have often been broken. Our trauma-informed staff help those in our program overcome obstacles, celebrate their individual successes, and support them as they have opportunities for reconciliation with their families and with their communities. For those who enter our program, whether they complete the full 12 months or not, each day a Teen Challenge Canada Center is a victory. Every day that a client experiences the love and forgiveness of Jesus, develops healthy habits, gains life skills and education, and receives addiction counseling, every day is a blessing. Our graduates become healthy, contributing members of society and giving back to the community, have restored families, jobs, businesses, and ministry. Many times they become beacons of hope for others who are struggling in their addiction. This time I want to invite, you know what we didn't do, ladies? We didn't flip to see who's coming up first. Who's coming first? Carmen or Dion? Carmen, come on up.
Thank you, Pastor Gary.
This is Carmen, and just before Carmen shares, I want to pray with you, Carmen, as you share your testimony with us, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for Carmen, and thank you for what you are doing in her life, what you have done in her life. Thank you, God, for bringing her to this point. And Father, now as she shares, God, that we may be encouraged, that you may be glorified in all of these things. Father, give her just much joy as she shares. Give her calmness and give her peace. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. Pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. There we go.
Good morning. my name is Carmen. I'm 30 years old, and I'm here today to share a small part of my life and how God has helped me. I grew up in Big River, Saskatchewan, in a loving foster home, and I also know and have a close relationship with my biological family. As a teenager, I became familiar with addiction when I realized my biological parents struggled with addiction themselves. I also grew up familiar with God, and today I have a very different understanding of both. Today, I am a daughter, granddaughter, sister, niece, auntie, friend, and a mommy to three beautiful children. Before the summer of 2023, I was happy, content, and everything was great. But then one night, I made a choice to try cocaine, and it immediately became a regular habit. Then on November 9, 2023, I got a call that my daddy was gone. The news hit me so much harder than I could have ever imagined. I never had a good relationship with him because of his drinking, so I was instantly filled with much regret and shame for not being a better daughter. A few days later, after his funeral and spending time with my 9 siblings and supporting my mom, I returned home to Big River. I went home feeling very sad, empty, and alone, and I didn't want to feel like a burden to my friends and family, so I made the mistake of turning to someone else that I thought would care and understand. But instead, I was introduced to crack cocaine, and my life changed forever. In the spring, I knew addiction was taking over my life, and I was failing as a mother, so I left my children and family and moved in with someone I had met. I thought he would help me, as we both talked about quitting, but instead, our relationship was toxic, full of lies, and fueled by alcohol and drugs. The next few months were a blur of self-hatred, shame, and guilt. I was also drugged and sexually assaulted. I cried out for help, but I was too scared and ashamed to help myself any more than that. All of this only pushed me to more drug use to numb everything, and I eventually even started smoking meth. I eventually hit my rock bottom, thankfully only a year later. I'd broken up with the guy I had met and spent a week on friends' couches. I felt so helpless and more lost than ever. I didn't want to do it anymore. I needed my friends, family, and children back, so I cried out to God. He sent me Ashley, my angel in disguise. She told me, "I want to help you. Will you let me help you?" I broke down, thanked her, and accepted. And just 3 days later, I was in detox, where I filled out the paperwork for Teen Challenge. The thought of being away from my home and my children was scary, but she told me, "What's a year compared to the rest of your life?" So on December 17th, 2024, I walked into Prairie Hope Women's Center. Everyone was so friendly and welcoming. They made me feel at home. I no longer felt alone and ashamed. After just 3 days, I prayed to God to come into my life and for his forgiveness. I instantly felt a weight lifted off me and at peace. I quickly found a verse that helps me through every day, especially the hard ones. Matthew 6:34. "So why worry about tomorrow? For tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." I'm learning that with God, I don't need to be anxious or fear anything. He is for me, so who can be against me? I enjoy learning more and more about God every single day. His forgiveness has taught me to start forgiving myself and those who have hurt me. It has helped so much and makes me feel so much lighter. I thank God often for the guilt and shame I used to feel last year, because without those feelings, I wouldn't be here today. I'm 9.5 months sober and getting ready to go home and be a mommy again. I also thank him almost every day that I only lost a few months of my life. Finding God has brought unimaginable peace into my life. I pray and read my Bible every day. I have my life back, my joy. I am truly, genuinely smiling and laughing again, and my kids have their mommy back. He has also helped me find peace with the loss of my daddy. I know he loved me, and I loved him, and that's what matters most of all. God's grace, mercy, love, and forgiveness strengthen me every day. Here is one of my favorite scriptures. I found it with God's help one day when I opened my Bible. Psalm 116, 1-9. "I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped its ropes around me. The terrors of the grave overtook me. I saw only trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is, how good he is. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protects those of childlike faith. I was facing death and he saved me. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, and so I walk in the Lord's presence as I live here on earth. I still have a lifetime of growing and learning with God, but I have already come so far. Thank you for listening to my story and for your support.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carmen, for sharing very openly and very vulnerably with us. This is the part I always struggle with is how do you continue after hearing that? God is truly good. As you heard her story and what God is doing in her life, the hope that Teen Challenge has brought back to her. And Carmen is one of those ladies who has had to leave her children and spend the year, and that's challenging. And so we need to continue to pray for those who are in the program and continue to pray for Carmen after she is done. She'll be graduating very shortly in December, I hear. So, but we need to continue to pray for these ladies as they continue their journey. What a powerful testimony of God's goodness. We know that recovery is a lifelong process. And it's much more than breaking free from addiction. It's about rebuilding a life with purpose, stability, and faith. The Teen Challenge Canada recovery model provides the structure and the support needed for lasting change. And the model begins with a place of refuge. Recovery starts in a safe, structured, and supportive environment where they find stability, routine, helping rebuild their confidence and their self-worth. Our clients learn and put into practice a structured, healthy daily routine and develop practical life skills that maybe hadn't been there previously. They start to develop resilience and move forward with hope. One of the things that I love about Carmen is when you see her, she has this beam, smile, and she just radiates God's love. It wasn't too long ago we were at Lil Bean in Rostern, and all of a sudden I hear, "Hi, Pastor Gary," and it's instantly, you can tell that joyful voice of Carmen. Just what a change in her life. Also, we have addiction counseling. Certified addiction counselors provide professional support, helping our clients address the root causes, getting back down to the root of the problem of their addiction. And so that's a huge, huge piece of their recovery. Through personalized plans and group therapy, they uncover their struggles. They develop healthy coping skills and receive emotional support for lasting change. There's education and spiritual formation. Clients go through Bible studies, discipleship, and education training, discovering their identity in Christ and preparing them for a meaningful future. They start to find opportunities to work on restoring damaged relationships, reintegrate with families, spouses, and children. And they develop skills to navigate relationships and life changes without relying on drugs or alcohol. We also give them equipping and life skills. Practical skills empower our clients to live successful, independent lives. This can include employment readiness, financial management, and various work jobs at the center and outside the center. And if you've seen any of the centers, if you've been to the Women's Center, you will know that there is a lot of work and a lot of things that happen there. So they learn a lot of details. They cook a lot of their own meals. They have times where they're on kitchen detail. And so they're learning a lot of incredible life skills. Life skills including dependability, teamwork, and self-control. We'll also offer pre- and post-care. Our program does not end at graduation. We provide critical ongoing care resources to all graduates and those who wish to further their recovery at our centers. The ongoing care program is 9 to 12 months and beyond graduation. Graduation isn't the end. It's the beginning. It's the starting point. We offer support to integrate back into society or into real life through budgeting, financial planning, and preparing for job interviews, relapse prevention, finding a home church and support groups, coaching and mentorships. One of the ladies that had graduated quite a while ago, and we met up with them at some point, was so excited because of all of those pieces. Their budgeting process was working so well. They talked about this money that was going into savings. None of those pieces had been there before. So valuable in all of the pieces, in all of the parts. We celebrate with the clients when they reach milestones, when they're thriving, support them when they're struggling. Many of you may or may not have heard of phase four. It's about 6 to 12 months, and our clients have opportunity to continue to live on site and to be able to serve in a mentorship role. They receive the continued support of our counselors and staff, and they have the opportunity for skills development, career development, and discipleship. And phase five can last up to 2 years. This is a one-year employment contract, which can lead to permanent employment with Teen Challenge. Phase five clients live off-site, but are able to continue with the sobriety and accountability support that Teen Challenge offers. In fact, 25% of our staff are graduates from our program. It is a fact that relapse can be a normal part of recovery. So we offer a six-month refresher program for individuals who are early on in their post-graduation and find they are still struggling. At this time, I would like to invite Dion, and Dion is going to share her story with us. And Dion, just before you're going to share, I'm going to pray with you too, okay? Heavenly Father, again, we are so grateful for your goodness, for your love for us. We pray that you would be with Dion. We pray that you would give her the strength that she needs to share. We pray that you would give her the peace. We pray, Lord, that you would just, that she would experience your power and your presence, and may you be glorified in her story. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Hi, my name is Dion. I grew up in Alberta and I'm 51 years old. I was raised in a strong Catholic household and religion was a big part of my life until I was 18. I am the oldest of five children. My childhood was great for the most part. I had lots of friends, and as long as I was home Sunday morning for church, I had lots of freedom. My mom and I had a volatile relationship, especially as a teen and young adult. I was often verbally abused, and this caused huge insecurity in my life. I had become really insecure as a young adult, so I didn't really like to talk much for fear of sounding stupid. I outgrew that with the help of my job as a hairstylist and business owner. At a young age, I started looking for love and validation from men, which made me grow up way too fast. I struggled with alcohol off and on as an adult. I started drinking socially with friends around 16. Alcohol gave me the courage to open up and be more social. I met my husband in 2001 and ended up getting pregnant right away. I have four amazing adult children and I'm so grateful for them. They all turned out to be amazing people. My marriage was very toxic and abusive. It started to destroy what little confidence I had left. In 2017, we separated and my kids grew up and slowly left one by one. I fell into a deep depression and struggled with my business after COVID. I closed the doors in 2023. I was lonely and fell into one unhealthy relationship to another, and my drinking was getting harder to control. The year before coming to Teen Challenge was the hardest time in my life. I didn't care whether I lived or died. My addiction continued to grow as I found drinking was a way to cope with the pain, depression, and loneliness. At Christmas last year, my daughter came from Australia, and due to my drinking and depression, I had a hard time even getting out of bed. So the visit wasn't the best. Now when I think back, I regret not being more present when she was there. I believe this was the catalyst for me to know I needed to make some major changes in my life. One night before she left, we were visiting family in Edmonton, and because of my drinking, I ended up falling down the stairs and knocked myself out. Not my finest moment. I ended up in the hospital, and thankfully I had no injuries. This was my rock bottom. The next day, while I was feeling so sick from withdrawal, I felt defeated and hopeless, and my daughter told me if I didn't get help, she wouldn't talk to me anymore. At the same time, other family members surrounded me to seek help or an intervention of sorts. I did not receive this well at the time, but I see now that God was working on my heart. The next day, I went to detox, and my daughter and family helped me through the application process for the Prairie Hope Women's Center. I knew about TC because my brother completed the program in 2020, and he has been living in freedom from addiction ever since. I came to Prairie Hope on February 20th, 2025. Coming in, all I could think of was how hard it would be to not see my family for a year. And I'm not getting any younger, so a year seemed like a lifetime. So far, I have met some amazing women. We are like a little family and rely on each other when times get tough. We work hard, and most of it I really like. Also, I really love working out again. I find this really helps with my mental health. God is showing me that I am a strong person, and even though I lost my way for a while, he is giving me the strength to stick to this program. I am not sure what my future holds, but I am learning to trust in God one day at a time. After I am done in February, I plan to move back to Alberta to be closer to my family. I am looking forward to continuing my relationship with God by finding a home church and opportunities to share the hope I have found. I would like to share a Bible verse that means a lot to me, Psalm 105. For the Lord is good, and his love is eternal. His faithfulness endures through all generations. After all the mistakes I have made in my life, it is comforting to know the Lord is always with me. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. I am grateful for this second chance at life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dion. Again, another journey leaving family, and you recognize the hardship that is and all that. And thank you for sharing. You did amazing, and so appreciate that. If you've heard any of these stories and you were encouraged, and I know you were, then I'd recommend that you go to our website, www.changedlives.ca. And this website is dedicated to powerful video stories of graduates overcoming their personal addictions. And this is a great resource for you if you know someone who is an addiction, because hearing stories of recovery journeys and living testimonies gives others hope that there is a possibility that they too can live those productive lives. It seems very hopeless when you're in it all, and so these will inspire people as well. Many people are turning to Teen Challenge after seeing one of these incredible stories of recovery. And we want to invite you to join us on that journey. If God is putting that on your heart, today you will have received a recovery, hopefully you will have received a recovery journey brochure, and I didn't bring one up to show you guys, but this journey is, there you go, the journey is our sponsorship program that helps us to be able to continue God's work in helping individuals, families, and communities find lifelong victory over addiction. Did you know it costs about $55,000 a year for one client to go through our one-year program? And yes, we just ask for $1,100 from them, and the rest of that money comes from donors like you. And so you can get involved in that journey. When you join the journey, you can choose any amount of a recurring monthly or annual gift that works for you. Your donations, and this is one of the pieces that I really love about this part of it, is that our donations stay in the prayer region to help continue the transformational work that support our local teen challenge centers. Prairie Hope is one of them, and of course Ellen is the other. When you join the journey, you will receive ministry impact emails to remind you of the impact that you are making. One of the things that I love about getting those impact emails is that it gives me opportunity to be able to continue to pray for the students that are there. I'm reminded of, I have names and cards and pictures of them in our house that we will continue to pray for them long after they are finished with their program. There are other opportunities to partner with us as well. You can come to the center in Hague or go in Allen for a tour. There's opportunity to be a guest speaker in our weekly chapel services, and there's other volunteer opportunities as well, and we had some opportunities. Some of you helped out with some gardening. They have a small little garden that needs to be looked after once in a while too. Small is sarcastic because it's a large garden, and so there was lots of weeding that needed to happen, and so there's opportunities to get involved there. The pastors, Dan and Braden and myself, we do speak at their chapel services once or twice a year. I think I'm going there in a week or two to be able to speak at one of their chapel services as well. For business owners out there, we are always looking forward for corporate sponsors for our fundraising events. And you're invited to come and celebrate our graduations with us. We'd love to see you at our fundraising events. And so in 2026, we're not sure when the gala will happen, but there's an incredible gala banquet that they put on. And it's an incredible opportunity to, again, hear and see the hope and the work that God is doing in Teen Challenge. And then, of course, there's our Chain Breaker bike rally for Teen Challenge as well. That's put on by a couple of guys in our church. And so there's opportunities to get involved there. As well, you can check out our website at www.teenchallenge.ca for different events that are happening in our area and for graduations. So we invite you to come and talk to us back at the table in the back of the church to find out some other opportunities that you can get involved as well. So why would I get involved with Teen Challenge? There's three people and three words that led to me becoming a part of Teen Challenge volunteers. The first was a close family member was struggling with addiction, and it was devastating, both for his own life and for his family. And we saw firsthand how hard that is in the journey that it is. In 2018, Carrie came to visit us. It was just before the Prairie Center was open. It was still in the building stages. And Carrie, who is a staff member in Saskatoon at that time, who now is in Calgary, he's a staff member, but he's also a former client, came and talked to me a little bit about it. And one of the things that I asked him as he stood out to me was three words in his testimony. And they were, "I am free. I am free from the addiction that held me bondage for so long. I am free in Christ." And I know often that the slogans goes, you know, once an addict, always an addict, and I don't want to downplay that at all. But I love the fact that what stood out to me is that he recognized that I am free in Christ. That didn't mean that he didn't struggle, that he didn't wrestle with addiction or with some of those pieces afterwards, but what he recognized, in Christ, I am free. And I love that. And that immediately grabbed my heart. And then it wasn't very long after that, and the center opened, and another staff member came, and she's here today, Cindy. And I asked her to share her God story with us. And as she shared, she came to the part and she said, I am free. Three people, three words that have impacted me so greatly that I wanted to get involved in this ministry. To see people who have wrestled, have been at the very bottom, have been at the end of themselves, and recognize that there is freedom in Christ. That's something I love to be a part of. So how can you get involved? We need to pray constantly for those staff members, for the clients who are currently in the program, who have graduated the program. But one of the things that's so important for us is that we are here to help those who are struggling. You may know or come across someone who would benefit from our program. We want to help equip you so you're able to share about ministry and plant seeds of hope for them as well. So to get help today, I encourage you to, you can go to our website, teenchallenge.ca, and you can click on there's a piece there that says get help, click on that, and it'll walk you through how to get help. As you've heard today, these ladies' stories that through Teen Challenge, they have experienced the gospel firsthand in their lives. And now hope that can be found, and a new hope that can be found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. As we partner, you're helping for those people to be able to reach heights that they've never imagined, transformation that they could have never imagined. Teen Challenge exists because of the power of prayer. Continue to pray for our clients or staff who enter this incredibly hard program, but choose life. Choose to stay even when it gets hard. If you've ever had conversations with some of the people that have gone through Teen Challenge, many times they've had their bags packed and ready to go. It's hard. Somehow, God, through his Holy Spirit, has prompted them to stay. They are encouraged by other clients to stay, by staff to stick it out and to choose life. When you partner with us through the journey or a one-time gift, your support means that day by day, choice by choice, men and women learn how to face their past and embrace a new life. Every single gift has a lasting impact in the lives of those we serve. If you are wanting to give a financial gift today, you can come and see us at our table in the back, and we're there to assist you. Now that I realize that the debit machine, the credit card machine was there and sent Cindy on a long goose chase, we can accept that, debit or credit cards, or if you prefer, there's a QR code available. Of course, check or cash is also available there. The QR code, you can go to Teen Challenge and you can contribute there as well. All gifts $20 and over are eligible for a tax receipt, and so please make sure that you give us your information at the back as well. And in closing, I just want to sincerely thank you each one of you for how you as a church, you're my church, so I can go off script here. Sorry, Cindy. I want to encourage you. I want to thank you for how you have embraced the different aspects of Teen Challenge. You have gotten involved in so many ways. VBS, we have Teen Challenge ladies serving in VBS. We're so grateful for them. We have opportunity to interact with them on so many different levels. When we put out some of the needs that Teen Challenge has, the amount of gifts that you have given, whether it's practical gifts, not just monetary, you are just blessing the ladies. As we've delivered some of those gifts, it's just incredible to see the joy. It's like Christmas. When we go there with some of the donations. And so thank you for supporting. Thank you for helping out in the gardens. Thank you for, there's other ways that you are helping out that I don't even know about. And so thank you for supporting this ministry. Mostly, I am so thankful that you embrace these people when they come into our church, these ladies, and you love them and you care for them and you pray for them. Thank you. Thank you for that. And so, again, we have opportunity to speak to you after the church. It's each one of you. It's each one of us that contributes to keeping the doors of Teen Challenge open every day to offer hope. Let's pray. Lord God and loving Heavenly Father, we recognize that you are a good God. You are a good Father, and thank you for Teen Challenge. Thank you for the ministry of those who work, the staff who work at Teen Challenge, and support and care for people who are hurting and in need. Thank you for providing for the resources. You have provided abundantly beyond what we can imagine for the resources that we see at Teen Challenge being able to hold the doors open. And so thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to partner with Teen Challenge in so many ways. And so God, I pray that you would continue to work in the hearts and lives of these ladies that are here today, these ladies who have shared with us today of their story. God, as they look forward to the time, the opportunity when they can graduate, God, would you just give them much joy in that? Would you prepare them for that? And we thank you for them. For those graduates that are here today, Father, we thank you for your work in their hearts and in their lives. And I pray that they would be an encouragement to those that are currently in the program. Oh God, we give you thanks. All thanks and praise goes to you. So Father, thank you for what you are doing. Thank you. We pray these things, Jesus, in Jesus' precious and holy name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Again, if you need prayer, we do have a couple of people that are willing to pray with you today. So if you need prayer at all, please come to the front. If not, spend some time speaking with some of the ladies if you have opportunity. Thanks.